not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Good evening and welcome to the live broadcast of Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. The opinions expressed in this radio broadcast are for inspirational and or informational purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and pen so that you can take notes as tonight's conversation about STEM the movement speaks to you. And now, without further ado, please join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show host, Allie, to the air. Allie.
Thank you, Mel D, and hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me for another powerful episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. It has truly been a time of truth and transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. Now, together, we will support one another through this journey. And that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And please continue to also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to connect and follow us on social media. You will find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. I'm also on Instagram at #AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you can find me at AllieWard65. And always remember to like us on Facebook. You can find me by searching at There Is Life After Layoff, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself and the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. And you know what? I am so excited about tonight's show because one of my favorite people in the whole wide world is joining us tonight as a special guest along with one of her partners, who is working with her on a very special project. And you know what? I can't even begin to express how much she has encouraged and empowered me with her wisdom as it relates to setting a due date with regards to achieving my goals and therefore being able to walk in my purpose. So, you know, when I heard about her latest project, I jumped at the opportunity to provide them with a forum to help get the word out. So with that said, in just a moment, I will do the honors of welcoming my guests to the show. But first, just let me make a couple of quick announcements, and then we'll be ready to get started. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy for you to do that because all of our past recorded shows are available. We have an automatic player box on the programming page. All you have to do is click on the show you want to listen to, and there you have it. And we're also on iTunes, guys, which is very convenient for those of you who are always on the go. Just search for us under podcast under Atlanta Life Radio, and all the shows are there available for you. And tonight's live show will be available within 30 minutes or less after it airs. So once again, we sincerely say thank you, for not only continuing to tune into the live show, but also for catching up on what you may have missed. So finally, one more quick announcement. I always want to encourage our listeners to call in and join the conversation. Or if you just want to ask a question of our guests, you can do so by calling 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. And we will begin taking your calls after the break. So tonight, right now, we're ready to get started, and I'm not going to take up too much time because I want to give our guests the opportunity to share as much as they can about their latest project, STEM the Movement. So with that said, it is without further ado that I welcome to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Mara Gale and Teresa Bodon, a.k.a. TV Blake, who are two of the three creative visionaries behind STEM the Movement. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate the opportunity.
And likewise. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So, you know, as I mentioned, I'm so excited to have both of you here. And one of your partners could not join us this evening, but I know she may be listening, hopefully. But I wanted to, before we get into talking about STEM the Movement, starting with you, Mara, can you please share a little bit about yourself with our listeners, and then we'll allow Teresa to share a little bit about her?
Absolutely, no problem. I'm so excited to be a part of this show yet again, one of my favorite places to be on a Tuesday night. In a nutshell, I'm an actress, I'm an author, and an evangelist. God has given me a great gift to be able to inspire people to give birth to their dreams, their visions, their ideas. I'm a midwife. I help people push past their problems in order to give birth to purpose. One of the things that I'm kind of coined or known for is Maravation. That's my hashtag, Maravation, because I love to Maravate people. I like to inspire and encourage and equip people to go further than what they thought they could do.
Right.
I've done TV shows, film, voiceovers, as well as stage productions. I've authored a couple of books, I've produced a couple of CDs and a couple of DVDs. So this is a new area for me, but I'm excited because this is our baby, TV's
right.
brainchild, and my baby. I guess you could say I'm a godmother of it as well. So we're just excited, and ready to give the people a dose of something,
A little something. Okay, Teresa.
Hi, I am TV Blake down here in the big state of Texas.
Yay!
However, I have been all over. I've been here for about 8 years.
Okay.
Actually was out in Los Angeles where I first partnered with the great Mara Gale, who is truly a Marvator to the world and to her personal friends and partners. But I've kind of reinvented myself. I'm the chief operating officer of a promotional products company, so I did take a departure from the arts, but the arts is still my passion and my love. I am a theater-trained actress. I'm also a producer, and in addition to all those wonderful things, I like arts and crafts, so I'm a geeky nerd on top of all of that, too. And I'm a woman of God. Love the Lord, and I love thing about his ministry and about his word. So this production that we're working on is just infused in my heart. Whereas even though I may wear a I'm in a business suit in the daytime, but other than that, my heart is in the arts as an actress, as a writer, as a producer, to actually bring the arts and immerse that with our love for the things of God.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I mentioned that there were three of you working on this project, and either of you want to tell us a little bit about Aaron, Aaron Sands, who's the third part of this project?
Absolutely. Aaron, to sum it up in three words, is an actress, an author, and an activist, and she is equally passionate about all three. She has a post, a blog post called The Relevance Post. You can Google that, The Relevance Post. She also has a book out called The Dunes, and The Dunes is just a wonderful journey on how to release yourself from the fears that have been stopping you from accomplishing the goals that God created you to do. It's a powerful book. I highly recommend it. You can find it at thedunesbook.com, or you can just go to Aaron Sands, and that place will locate both The Relevance Post as well as The Dunes. But she made her breakout performance with In Menace to Society years ago.
Oh, really?
Since then she's been on dozens of TV and film projects, and she's just very, very talented and very gifted. And we are disappointed that she's not here tonight, but she's always wherever we are because she makes up, of course, the part of STEM.
Absolutely, absolutely. So how did the three of you ladies, how did your paths cross to eventually have you guys working together?
I'll let TV start it off, and then I'll jump in.
Okay.
Okay, well, actually, I knew Mara Gale first.
Okay.
I met her in Chicago when I worked as an engineer, and I started doing theater at night, and our paths crossed, and we became fast friends and inseparable. With that, after I left corporate America, went full-time actress, I moved to Los Angeles. She came with me. That's the type
wow.
of lady that she is. We're fast friends. And we decided to conquer Hollywood together. We moved out there, you know, just naive, but just full of talent. And we joined the same church. We actually started working in the same drama ministry together, which is where we met Aaron. So we were all had the same heart to use our talents for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, when there was a lull in my career, and it was kind of at the same time as their career, because that's a very difficult industry, especially
yes.
as women of color.
Mm-hmm.
But we were out there, and the Lord actually put it on my heart to use our talents, I mean literally, use our stories and our talents for him in his service to inspire and to encourage others and to heal us for the things that we have been through. And so I sat down and I just put together a skeleton. I called up Mara Gale first because she is a genius. Called her up, said, hey, I got this project. I got this stage play I want us to do. We're going to use our own lives. And then we enlisted Aaron. And we just moved forward with that. So we already knew each other in the ministry of drama, and then we decided to use our lives, and we had STEM as a stage play in our own church. We went to this mega church, Central Bible Church, and they allowed us to actually put on the production, which had, I mean, just rave reviews, standing ovations, and that actually took us all around. But we met at church, basically, and did this program. And I'll toss it to Mara Gale.
You about summed that thing up. We good?
No, I just summed it up.
You did. It's good.
Wow, wow. But you know what? Now we're getting to the heart of why we're here. I am so curious to hear more about STEM. And really, explain to everyone, what is the acronym STEM, STEM? What does that actually stand for? Where did that come from?
Okay, STEM actually spells out saved, tested, edified, manifested. That's what we are. And doing this production when we originally mounted the stage play is what we wanted to share with people, that we were saved people, we were here to testify, we have been edifying others with our stories and thus edifying ourselves, and then we've watched God manifest some things in our lives, healing, wholeness, giving birth to different things. So that's how STEM, the movement, became saved, tested, edified, manifested. And we took that acronym, of course, and then launched out into the deep waters to do this movement, from a stage play to this movement, because it was bigger than us. It was bigger than a stage. It couldn't be contained on a stage where you reach 500 to 5,000. We wanted to reach millions and billions.
Right.
So we branched
right.
out, and we are trusting God, and we're excited about what he's going to do and what he has already done in the spirit.
Wow. I think T.B. Blake, she kind of briefly mentioned about how she was inspired to, share testimonies and trials and what have you. Was there just like any one thing in particular that really sparked that inspiration in you to create STEM? Was there any one thing that really was kind of just kind of burning inside of you that you just wanted to kind of heal from?
Yes. Well, there are several things, but I would say the most burning thing is that as a child, I was molested. And it was something I really had not talked about. I really, honestly, I didn't talk about it until I was in Los Angeles. So it wasn't just that, but that was definitely at the core of it, is to free myself from the prison of shame. Like, we have a thing that we say together and that we've coined, and it's no shame, you know, because oftentimes, things that happen to you, even if it wasn't your fault or even if it was your fault, you can live your life in a prison.
Yes,
so
right.
I knew that was something that the Holy Spirit was telling me to put out there, which is, I can't even tell you how many levels of fear that you go through. After you decide, hey, I'm going to put this out there. And I think sometimes it is easier to expose yourself, to expose the enemy, to expose the deep, dark secrets to a crowd of people, you know, than it is to expose it to maybe, you know, your family member just sitting
right
at the table.
Gotcha.
It's often more difficult. So it became the catharsis for it. I mean, because it was something I was already dealing with. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I went to an awesome church that had a healing ministry. It was a private ministry that you could go to, you know, to talk about all types of things. So we
mm-hmm.
had counselors there. There were Christian counselors. So I was already working through issues. But, you know, the Holy Spirit said, put it out there, free yourself from the prison. And
wow.
then when I enlisted, you know, my other actor girlfriends, sister friends in Christ, they became just as willing, you know, to do the same thing. So I wasn't quite brave enough to do it alone. I called in for help. You know how the Lord tells us to run alongside others. You know, that's
right.
exactly what my friends did for me. And they, in turn, I found out things about them. I'm sure they found out things about me. But we found out things about each other that we hadn't even talked about, and we had known each other for years by this time.
Mm, wow.
So it was just so many levels of healing and blessing. Just the fact that we said we were going to do it,
right.
that was a defeat to the enemy's camp, you know.
Right.
So
and
I would say that that was one of the things, but there were others. But that
okay.
was one of the core things that I wanted to be free from.
Mara, I'm curious, what
uh-huh.
was your reaction when she came to you with the idea and she said, okay, we have to put all of this out there? What was your reaction?
I immediately, and she'll confirm this, immediately I said, this is powerful. And I knew it was powerful. I was an evangelist already speaking on the circuit, talking about a lot of the things I had lived through, but
mm-hmm.
I was talking about them in terms of preaching and speaking. So I was sharing the stories, but I wasn't dramatically acting them out and recreating them. So when she came
right.
to me, I thought it was brilliant, and I told her I could immediately, I said, I know exactly which churches I could pitch this to. Anybody that's called me in for my raw ministry is going to eat this up alive, because instead of getting one person with one or two or three stories, which I actually have about seven, but with instead of getting one story in each time I came out and speak, they would now hear 12 stories at one
mm-hmm.
time in an hour and a half, which means we have more opportunity to minister to more people and reach them at the heart of their issue, because with one person standing on stage, I may reach 100 or 200, but if,
right.
if 12 stories are being told and we have 1,000 people in that place, we're
right.
probably going to reach the heart of, if not all, at least 800 people. Somebody struggled
right.
with one of the areas that we dealt with. So I pitched it to churches, and they loved it. And we went from starting the play at our church to thousands of people to
wow.
touring it successfully for over 4.5 years.
Are you serious? 4.5?
Yes.
I didn't know you toured that long with it. Wow.
Yes, 4.5 years. And we started off originally, I mean, it was a labor of love. And then
oh,
God
goodness.
Allowed our gifts, according to Proverbs 18:16, to make room for us. And
mm-hmm.
people compensated us wonderfully for it, which wasn't our initial reason for getting involved with it. But
right.
it also just confirmed the gift, because when God gives you a gift or a talent, and Hollywood wasn't, our phones weren't ringing off the hook from Hollywood, although we were working, we weren't,
mm-hmm.
you know, we weren't on the covers of magazines, we
right,
weren't doing
right, TV right.
show interviews, but God allowed our gift to excel in a safe place so that we could also, in addition to acting, we could speak to the needs of the people, and we would offer altar call afterwards, and when I
oh,
say
wow.
packed, Phoebe, wouldn't it be packed? It would just be droves of people coming
oh,
down for healing, and we knew that first weekend that this was the Lord's doing, and that it was not going to stop until he said, pause. Like the
right.
woman with the oil, he was going to
yes.
continue to pour and continue to bless until he said, it's done now. And,
right.
it ran its season, and we're relaunching, because there are so many people that haven't had an opportunity to benefit. And when we posted
right.
a video once on Facebook, the response was overwhelming, and we
mm.
knew in that moment, it's time.
You
Aaron actually.
Right.
Yeah. Aaron came to TV and I said, hey, I think it's time. And we were like, okay, let's do it. We parted the red seas of our world, and
mm.
we went in.
Wow, that's awesome. So, you know, I heard you say that, you know, it was a, you know, rave reviews from the community. Did you get any, I know for the most part people really welcomed it, but did you get any naysayers or did you get any negative?
Not a drop. Not a drop.
Oh, really?
We
oh.
did. You know what's interesting? We've had more people, men and women, and people come to us saying, oh, my gosh, I've never seen anything like this. I've had men
mm.
come and say, there are some things I'm taking to my grave. I wish I was as bold as y'all. And so we knew, yeah, no, and they were dead serious. These were people that loved the Lord, you know, were faithful in church. They were serving in church. But they said, listen here, there's some stuff I'm going to my grave with. I can't stand on. And they were actors who just were like,
really?
I can't do that. Oh, my goodness. Because I've got a male version I'm going to launch. Eventually, it was supposed to be launched a few years back, but I'm going to launch this male version. And at the time, I was handpicking some people. And I promise you, the guys said, I would love to do that. It's powerful, but I can't stand on stage that naked. I can't expose.
Oh, that's interesting. That's
Which
interesting.
Told me it needs to be exposed.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They're
that's
going
interesting.
To get some medicine. TV, do you remember the time there was a lady, Allie, that was sitting in an audience at a church? We were in Pomona, Bishop Kefela, and we were sitting there, and at the end of our production, a lady was an older lady, 65 or 70. She was rocking back and forth in her chair. TV, do you remember? She was rocking back and forth. Crying, and we didn't know why. We walked over to her because we had prayed for everybody, and all she kept saying is, my son, his dad, not his dad, his grandfather. My son, his dad, not his dad, his grandfather. What she was in essence saying was she had been molested raising her child around her father, and her son was thinking that it was his grandfather, but his grandfather was his father.
Dad?
And this woman had carried that her entire life, probably never told another soul, because when I say she wailed, she wailed. And then there was another incident, and this is when you know God's medicine is just moving. And TV, I'm sure you remember this. There was a lady who said she had come to the play, and she took her 6 or 7 year old daughter with her. And we actually asked people to not allow kids under 12 to go because it's got mature.
Right, it's a project.
Anyway, she said she brought her 6 or 7 year old with her. She said she was so glad because on the way home, she asked her daughter what she liked. Did she like it? Her daughter said, yeah. She said, well, what did you like, you know, the best? She says, well, all of it. They were really good. She said, but the part that stands out the most is when that little girl was playing with that, when a person started playing with her and he was touching her in the wrong way. She says, I got a friend who says her dad is touching her like that and she doesn't know how to tell anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
So because TV was bold enough to tell her story and stand in spite of fear, that meant do it afraid. Because she was doing it afraid, it allowed this little girl, who we normally wouldn't have had in the audience because she was too young, to be able to tell her mom this story. And her mom, in turn, went back, called the little girl's mom, whose daughter was being molested, and was able to prevent that from taking place even longer, you know, and causing her the scars to her life. So that's why we know this works. This isn't a joke for us. We are actually, but we aren't acting when it comes to this situation or this subject. This is precious lives and spirits just dangling in the balance, waiting for somebody to say, I see you, waiting for somebody to say, you're not alone, waiting for somebody to say, I got you, waiting for somebody to say, I remember what that felt like to be sitting in your bathroom floor crying in the middle of the night, or crying yourself to sleep, or wondering if somebody was going to beat you or touch you inappropriately, or wondering if you could ever have intimacy with another being because you had been violated and became promiscuous. We live this thing, and we share it because we can't not share it. Too many lives need it.
Exactly.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yes. That's powerful right there. You know, I wanted to ask real quick, you call it a docudramedy, which means that you've infused a little bit of comedy into dealing with this serious subject matter.
Yeah.
Why did you take the approach of using comedy?
There's a couple of reasons. TV, if you want to chime in, you can. I've got a couple of.
Yes, I'll go ahead and say this,
because
I think they've kind of, you know, donned me the, you know, queen of comedy as far as the system goes. I am kind of the silliest one.
Okay.
But it's not every subject. And what we chose to do is that even though all of the subjects are actually pretty heavyweight, we don't choose, like, rape or molestation to actually put in comedy.
Okay.
But what we do, you know, some of the other areas, like I had a fall at church. You know, I actually got involved with a deacon that was married. And I knew better, but I knew that some things that had happened to me as a child were actually coming up in me in the wrong places at the wrong time, and it led me into a bad situation. So even though that's a serious situation, that's an offense to the Lord, we chose to pick Some things like that, what we call willful rebellion, we chose to do those in a comedic fashion. One,
okay.
It's very difficult to swallow, some of the things that we're talking about. But when we infuse the other topics with comedy, it's like a chance for the viewer to just breathe.
Okay,
you know,
right, gotcha.
I'm going to be okay, because once you open up that wound sometimes, people are just
vulnerable,
all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to contain it, and you sometimes need to let your soul just kind of rest a minute and then
gotcha.
Go to something else and just laugh. So even though every subject is very serious, we take the time to actually pick some things that we've encountered in our lives that were still powerful and still, even dark in a sense, but we chose to tell them in a light that was humorous, and we infuse those in between those other stories.
Okay.
So therefore you might get something, tragic that happened as a child, and then as a teenager or as an adult, we may actually talk about something we did that we knew was just absolutely out of order, but
right.
we talk about ourselves better than anybody else can, and we
right,
do it
right.
in a comedic fashion. And so that's to be sensitive to the heart and to the spirit soul of the viewer, because we're opening up some things sometimes that people have carried for 50, 60 years, and we're sensitive to that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. Almost like comic relief.
Yes, I was about to say, to piggyback on what she just said, if you have been raped, molested, or abused, or suffered domestic violence as a child, and you've never shared it, or you've shared it just in small spots and with few people, and someone says that on stage, you're immediately going to relive, possibly be reminded, and it's going to be in your forefront of your thought. How
right.
can you sit through the rest of an hour and a half presentation with that thought on your mind? So we
right.
have to then bring it into here. We know we did some wrong things, and we change the way that we say it. We add a little flavor to our voice
right.
so that it's like, look, now we knew that was wrong. I was riding shotgun with the devil. That's one of T.D.'s lines. And then Aaron was taking a drug that was banned, and we were like, why are you taking this? And she was like, because I'm losing weight. We were like, she was like, why wouldn't I take it? We're like, because it was killing people. And she was like, oh. So we talk about her eating disorder. And then we talk about how when I was raped, that seed of rape then gave birth and allowed promiscuity to grow. And how I then would just do the dating show. Don't number one, don't number two, don't number three. There was Mr. In the Meantime. There was Mr. Right. There was Mr. Right Now. There was Mr. Money Man. It was all these different
dolls.
That, and so we milk those stories because they were real and they were true, but the reality is those people that would have been thinking about that rape, that molestation, that abuse, that abandonment, that domestic violence is now laughing at our life going, wow, I had some guys, or, ooh, I used to go on diets all the time, or, ooh, I remember that time that Mary got flirted with me and I went out with him. So then they can kind of have that breather, as TV
right,
said, let their soul rest. Before we then go, because there's three phases. The first phase is the tragedy, and then in the middle we talk about the test, which is the will for rebellion, and then the last phase is our nobody but God moments, and that's high praise, where we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, nobody but God could have done that for us, got us through that, or allowed us to succeed
right.
in that.
Ooh, that's good right there. Oh, my goodness. Good.
Yeah.
I just had a flashback of my life.
There you go. There you go. Right there with us, testify. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you know what? I think it's a good time for us to take a short station break, because when we come back, I want us to actually talk about some of the topics that you guys deal with in staying the movement. So let's take pause and take a short station break. And we're going to come back and continue this powerful conversation. And if you want to be part of this conversation, you can call us, reach us by calling 347-324-5246. And make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. I'm Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my special guests tonight, two of the three creative visionaries behind STEM the Movement, Mara Gale and Teresa TV Blake Bodon. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There is Life After Layoff. We'd like to take this moment to thank each and every listener and all of our followers who tune in each and every week, every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. If this is your first time listening to the show, please mark your calendar and join us again next week and every week thereafter. And please spread the word. Tonight's show is sponsored by Up to Me magazine, a magazine focusing on the journeys of individuals who are moving towards living their life on purpose. To learn more about Up to Me magazine, please go to their website at www.uptomemagazine.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor for a show, please contact us at 678-856-7603 or contact me at mdavis@atlantaliferadio.com. And now we return back to our program. Allie?
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome. And you're listening to There is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And I'm Allie, your host, and I encourage you to join us each and every week on Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And you please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. Tonight we are joined by two very special ladies, Ms. Mara Gale and Ms. Teresa Blake Bodan, and they are working on a very special project called STEM the Movement. And we've just been having a powerful, powerful, inspiring conversation with these ladies. So I want to get back into it. Right before the break, we kind of talked a little bit about why you infuse comedy into dealing with some of the topics, and, you know, I get it all day long. It makes so much sense to kind of have that comic relief in dealing with some of these really, really sensitive issues and painful issues for a lot of people. So I want to talk about some of the other specific topics that you dealt with. You've mentioned a few of them tonight. Can you kind of talk a little bit about some of the other topic areas?
Absolutely. We deal with, in the beginning phase, we deal with some of the trials or challenges that we've went through from rape, molestation, as well as domestic violence. And then in our rebellion or willful rebellion stage, we deal with eating disorder, adultery, mm-hmm. as well as promiscuity. And then in the miraculous, nobody but God moment, mm-hmm. Triumph phase, we deal with being healed of breast cancer. We deal with giving birth to a vision that was bigger than Inglewood, California, that took it to an international level. And mm-hmm. we also deal with being healed of thoughts of suicide, depression so bad that you didn't want to wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then in our new iteration, Allie, mm-hmm. we're going to be dealing with some other areas. TV, I'll let you talk to the areas that we're going to be discussing in this new iteration.
Sure. We're definitely a big topic is Alzheimer's.
Yes.
I am personally touched by that. My mother is actually in the last stages of Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I moved to Texas.
Okay.
It's there for her, but we're going to share that story. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the blended family in the new millennium, and that's our Gail is going to be able to share about. And then also we're going to talk about menopause. Hey.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, hallelujah.
Sure, and, you know, and we're really not talking about it. I mean, you see all types of prescriptions. You see treatments. You see hormone therapy. But we're going to talk about what that means for your life.
Mm-hmm.
We share something in common. You know, Aaron and I actually went into menopause early, mm-hmm. and that thwarted our efforts to have children. So both of us.
Wow.
Have not been to date, been able to bear children.
Oh,
and we're
going to
talk about that. I didn't know that that was so common. You know, I just thought it was me, and it was just a thing that I was going through. I mean, it nearly broke me a couple of years ago.
Really?
Wow. Share about menopause and all the effects, you know, that it has had on our lives as well.
Oh, and then one other area that we're also going to discuss that we know is going to just get, you know, big laughs from because it's serious, but it's funny, hair. And all the facts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. crazy, big.
Curly, good hair, bad hair, which is no such thing. But we're going to actually dive into that deal, and we're gonna show y'all some stuff. We're going to share some things with you so that everybody knows we get you, we hear you. You know, from wigs to light colors to blonde to dyeing and frying and laying it to the side to do you perm, do you corn roll, do you twist, do you use a sponge? What kind of product do you use? How many gels? What companies? All of these different areas hair and what that means. It's going to be hilarious, because we between the three of us, oh my goodness, we could write a hair book.
Yes, yes. Even we using could. Rogaine, because that ties right on back into menopause.
Oh my goodness gracious, that's funny.
Women, what's the thing we were just discussing? Men's the dye for men's mustaches. What's it
called?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Men hair color. We were talking about how you can
we
use
were just
it on
talking
your
about on your temple. You can use it on your temple because it takes little fine hair. We just found out that the men hair dye, what's it called again? Just for men?
Just for men.
You can use that on the fine hairs on your temple. No, we have, I promise you, between the three of us, we got a PhD in streetology in here. I promise you.
Goodness gracious, that's funny. That is hilarious. Oh, my goodness. That is funny. But you know what? We have to talk about these things, although, you know, and especially you really hit a nail on the head with regards to the menopause thing, because I'm just going to be transparent for a moment. I was actually experiencing perimenopause when I got pregnant with my son. So I thought that I was, like, done with having kids, and I thought my daughter was going to be an only child. And so I still had that picture of me in my head of looking in the mirror like, seriously, God, really?
Yeah, that perimenopause will throw you off. It'll fool you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm set. I'm good. And you're like, oops.
Yes.
And we have this phrase that we say, you know, back in the day, men would pause for us. What is it? Back in the day, our bodies would pause. Yeah, but now, men o-pause. It was like back in the day, men would pause. Now it's men o-pause.
Right. That is
we went from
funny.
Men pausing to menopause. That's what it is. We went from men pausing at us to men
o-pause.
Yes.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So that's what we mean by infusing, you know, comedy with real subjects that could be sensitive and touchy.
Right.
Because it's not a light subject to talk about not being able to bear children. However, when you know that God has a purpose and a plan for you, when you know that God sees you and locates you right where you are, when you know that God hasn't forgotten the secret things you shed tears about on your pillow at night, then you can understand that I can laugh at this because I know that my God may not allow me, I may not give birth to a child naturally, but God can bless me with either an adoption, or he can bless me with a surrogate child or a foster child, or we can be mentors. He's a big mentor in the community because she wants to still satisfy that desire and that need to bless and deposit something into someone's life. And that's when you know it's real, when it's not just about me watching my stomach grow for 9 months and allowing that seed to come through me, but when it translates into I'm going to reach my hand out beyond my circumstances and my situation, and I'm going to impact some teenagers, and I'm going to impact this community, and I'm going to sow into this organization over here because these kids need to see a black woman being an engineer or need to see a woman who's a CEO of a multi-million dollar company. So when you give back like that, it's bigger than I want to just be a mom. I want to leave a legacy. That's what it was about.
Wow, that's powerful right there. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yes, what you said, it's bigger than us. You know,
it's
bigger than us.
And in talking about that subject, even the total opposite of it in terms of the pendulum is hair. For example, you know, how people will go and get weaves, and now they went to get weaves because they wanted longer hair. And don't get me wrong, nothing wrong with weaves. Don't hate on me, y'all. Don't start calling in now saying, what's she talking about? I am the queen of wigs. I got 20 wigs. I don't even know what my real hair looks like sometimes. But people started getting weaves in order to have their hair long and flowing or curly and kinky, and then it started causing the edges of their hair to fall out. So what started off as something that would enhance beauty is now a necessary evil in order to cover up what would have been natural beauty. Just the same that it did back when we had manicures and there was acrylic and gel on fingernails.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have this gel and it stays on, but it still damages your nails.
It damages your nails.
But then you started off going to get it because you wanted your nails to be cuter, and now you have to use it because they've built in a instant market where you've got to come back. Same thing with eyelashes. People went in to enhance their lashes and get them longer, but the glue that stays on your lashes in order to have them stay there for 2 weeks or a month causes your lashes to now fall out with the fake ones. So what you went in to get when you had lashes, you now have to go in to get because you don't have
it. Don't have
so
any lashes.
Yes, I really want to let people know your hair, eyelashes, your hair, hair on your head is beautiful the way it is. We were frying our hair to make it straight. Don't get me wrong, I did perms, and I don't hate on people with perms because I'm in Georgia. You be needing a perm up in here. However, our natural hair is a beautiful quality, a beautiful texture. It's got a wonderful feel all its own. So we don't mind whatever state your hair is in. It's not an anti-perm, not an anti-weave, but we infuse some comedic things in there so that everybody understands and locates themselves and know that they're not trying to do something because the media is advertising it to them. Do it because it's what you want. Don't go blonde because you believe somebody else looks better than you. Go blonde because that color looks best on your skin.
Exactly.
You know,
that's deep right there. That is so deep on so many levels in the society. That, you know, it's all about making money, and they make you hear stories all the time about these young girls who don't think they're good enough or, you know, I love India Irie because she kind of focuses on, you know, my brown skin and being natural and being
and
all about
hair.
Who
yeah.
you are, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is so powerful right there.
You know what, Allie, when my daughter was young, she had French braids that were extensions down her back. And, you know my situation, but my husband came with kids, and so he didn't want her hair to fall out. So he had, you know, braids put in her hair because somebody had put a perm in her hair early when she was like three. And so he decided, I'm going to braid it so nobody will mess it up. But with putting those extensions in, it gave her a false identity with thinking long hair was beautiful. And when I met her, I thought, oh, no. We're not going to have her caught up in a hair issue at four or 5 years old. So I asked him, could he take it out? Of course, we had it taken out. And I remember the first time she saw her regular hair, she was like, I'm not pretty. And I said,
no,
honey. You're beautiful. You are beautiful just the way you are. And it took me about 3 to 6 months of just depositing into her spirit that she was beautiful the way she is. Mm-hmm. And I promise you now she's 10 years old. She loves her natural hair. She loves the feel of it and the texture of it. And so she has embraced her own heritage and her own texture without having to have her hair straight or blow dry. She'll do it however it's natural, crinkly, curly. We braid it, twist it, and let it out. She loves it. And so that's what I want our girls to know. I want them to know that you're perfect the way you are, that you don't have to look like a person in the magazine because those people don't look like they themselves. That's all airbrush and that's all about 50%,
you got that
right. Stylist and makeup artist and nutritionist. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover in STEM the movement. That's just a piece of it.
Wow, that's funny because, you know, when you really look at the stories behind what they see in the media and whatever, it's not everything. It's not always what it seems to be.
Never.
So please don't believe the hype.
That's why we got to give birth to this film. That's why we launched STEM the movement. That's why we have this Indiegogo campaign. We need you guys that are listening to support. Go to STEMTheMovement.org. Give, share, support. Do not keep us a secret. Our daughters depend on these stories being told to them so they don't repeat their mistakes. Then there are those out there that are still not healed from the things that happened to them when they were younger. Well, we've got the antidote. We share our stories. We peel off the Band-Aid so that our scars can be exposed so that people can then get the medicine they need to heal from it. So, you know, don't keep us a secret. Go to stemthemovement.org. Give today. We've got 7 more days of our campaign left, and we need you. Every amount counts, whether it's $1, $5, or $10. No amount is too small, and, of course, no amount is too big. We've got wonderful perks. We'd love your support. If you're listening, give to stemthemovement.org.
Absolutely. So what are your goals? Do you have a goal that you're with the campaign? Is it, and how close are you to reaching it?
We are almost at 50% of our goal. We are
okay.
almost at 50% of our goal. We're extremely excited about that. We also received a production infusion that's helping us do some of the editing and mastering. So the project
mm-hmm.
will go forward. We will be producing this film. However, we need some people to contribute to the campaign and to
right.
pray for the campaign and to share the campaign, because a lot of times people just don't know it's there and they don't know what it's about. And STEM is not about science, technology, engineering, and math. STEM is about getting over, being an overcomer, getting over things that have held you back and prevented you from walking in your purpose, about recognizing the distractions that have hindered you from being all that you were created to be. And it's about being successful in all areas of your life. Doesn't mean
wow.
your life is perfect, but it's perfectly suited for you. And so if you give today, there are several different perks online. We even have a bonus perk. You get either a DVD. You can also have things where we get links to DVD, to our actual film project, and we even
mm-hmm.
do memes. We do email shout-outs, social media shout-outs, but all of that at stemthemovement.org via our Indiegogo campaign.
Yes, please, people. This is such a worthwhile cause. There's so much in the media now and in what's, you know, on TV and in the movies and what have you that really are not sowing anything into the lives and the spirit of our young people and just into your own lives. So this cause right here and this campaign right here is one of those things that is going to heal wounded
yes.
spirits and souls. And
yes.
so you spend money on other things that really don't add any value to your lives. Put
yes.
your money into something that's going to help heal somebody.
Yes.
You know?
And if not you, somebody you know is struggling.
Yeah.
This is the thing we've realized. 1 in 5 people are abused. So it's
yeah.
like, it may not be you. It could be your neighbor. It could be your cousin. My brother didn't find out I had been gang raped until I wrote my book, Beyond Blessed. And tease me. You know, some of her family still doesn't know situations that happened with her. Erin, same thing.
Mm.
So the reality is, a lot of times people are suffering in silence. They're suffering alone. And one of the things we realized in launching the movement is we've gathered, there's followers of STEM, the movement, and even our individual social media pages who are hurting. I'm talking
mm-hmm,
cutters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking people
wow.
who wake up every day saying, I want to kill myself. And if it weren't for somebody reaching back saying, you are valuable, you have value, there's a reason you're here, don't do this, you matter, you have worth. If there weren't people that were depositing into their spirit, they wouldn't even be able to post the next day. People that put up banners saying, my mother doesn't know I want to kill myself. Those are the kind of followers that
wow.
I have. People that say, I've got so many cuts that they're posting the cuts online saying,
oh,
I don't think I can cover them up. And then some of their friends are saying, oh, just get some long sleeves instead of,
geez.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to numb the pain by
wow.
cutting yourself in order to not feel whatever it is that you're experiencing. So we know that this movement is to empower, it's to
mm-hmm,
encourage, it's
mm-hmm.
to inspire, it's to equip. However, we can reach more people if more people support it, because that'll enable us to do it even quicker. If we have to do it the old-fashioned way and work whatever jobs we got to work to make it happen, trust me, we know it's that important, and we will do it.
Right.
It would really be a blessing to us, the body, and other people that are bleeding, hurting, cutting, and not dealing with the reality of they need somebody to talk to, a safe place to go to. And in STEM, the movement, we're creating forums so that we can have people share some of those painful stories. We're
mm-hmm.
going to be touring and doing workshops so that we can get to the heart of the issue, where we'll share little vignettes or short monologues. We'll screen a little bit of the film, but then we'll actually do Q&A and workshops so that we can deal with the issue and say, hey, what is it that you're dealing with? How can we help you? What can we share? So that we can get to the heart of things and help people get the medicine they need. That's what STEM the Movement is about. Yes, it is a DVD, which is what we're producing, but it's so that we can go on the road and
bigger
share
than
with
that,
people
right.
on a one-on-one basis, reach them,
right.
touch them,
right.
impact them, influence them.
Right. TV, what are some of your final thoughts? What would you want to say to those people who are listening now about STEM the Movement and about how important it is to support?
Okay. I just want to first say thank you to
You're
anybody
welcome.
Who's listening and to anybody that's already, gone actually to the site, and that those that have not, actually, just give us a try. I mean, just go look and see. I mean, sometimes it just takes a click to
mm-hmm.
see that We are the same as you. All we're trying to do is to not only bless and heal and to encourage as has been done for us, to us, and through us. I mean, but we're also here to entertain. It's just a great project. I mean, we go to the movies, we buy records, we download songs.
Right.
And this is our art. Our art actually just happens to have a ministry purpose. And I'm just saying, give us an opportunity to get it out there, and we need your support. And there's no minimum contribution. You can actually go in and you can partner with us. You can contribute to this movement, and you can help us to get it forward even by just giving a dollar. Everybody doesn't have money. I know people out there saying, girl, I ain't got no money to get to no movie. Being that, you can just go and say, hey, you know what? I got a dollar. I just want to show you that I support it. I want to see it come out. I want to see
right.
it happen. There's very few, if any, projects that are actually out there like this. And
right.
I'm not just saying it because I'm involved in it. I mean, you yourself, you're a host. I mean, you see a lot of things. You see a lot of things about town and in the nation. But we're using our lives, our pain, for a purpose. And we're
right.
using our own stories to encourage, to empower, to uplift, and to entertain. It's about
Absolutely.
Entertaining, too. It's about all of that all in one nutshell. And that's what I hope that your listeners will go to stemthemovement.org and just check us out and just see. I believe they will be blessed.
I believe
yes.
so, too. Absolutely.
Yes.
So how can we follow you guys on social media? Because I know that you do a lot of posting about the movement. And so how can we reach out and connect with you on social media?
Okay. I'll start. You can go to a couple of places for me. My hashtag is Maravation, but my actual handle is at Mara Gale, and that's MauraGale, at Mara Gale. That's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, and then on Facebook it's Mara Gale, and then on Pinterest it's also Mara Gale. So pretty much across the board it's Mara Gale, except for Facebook, Mara Gale, hashtag Maravation. And my website is maragale.com, where I have an organizer called The Anointed Agenda. I have a book called Beyond Blessed, a CD called Ear Candy, and I think I may still have some more of my DVDs of Soulmate available.
Awesome.
Online.
Okay, TV, how can we connect with you?
Okay. And then first, I'm going to just insert, stem the movement to find all of us, because we all are contributors to the movement. It's just at stemthemovement.org. Well, it's the actual web address, but it's at stemthemovement, Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. It's just stemthemovement. But personally, I'm at Texas, and that's abbreviated, T-X-T-E-E-V-E-E, T-X-T-E-E-V-E-E. And it's the same on everything, from Pinterest to Twitter to
okay.
Instagram. And then my full name is on Facebook, which is Teresa Blake Bodon. But it's easy to catch up with us. You can go to Stem the Movement and find us. We're very active on social media. And then I believe Aaron, you want to say Aaron's, Mara?
Yes. Sure. It's Well, actually, let me see. Erin, wow. She's got a couple, so I've got to figure out what the actual ones are. Give me a second. I'll come back to it. I'll say it before we get off the air, though, I promise.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, and keep us abreast as to the progress. Any way we can get the word out there for you, you know I'm here for you. And support 100% what you're doing, and thank you for what you're doing, because, my journey, I always announce in the beginning of the show, it's about truth and transparency, and to me, during the journey of facing that truth and transparency, that's when you grow. And
yes.
So that has been my experience, so thank you for what you're doing and your courage, because it takes a lot of courage to get out there and be very transparent and vulnerable in front of a room full of strangers, sharing what might be very painful for you. So thank you for your courage,
Amen.
So
thank you so much.
For
giving us a venue, a vehicle to be able to share with your listeners And those that tune in to hear your show to find out who we are, what we're about, and what we're accomplishing. I've located Erin's handle on Twitter. You can reach her at Erin L. Sands. That's Erin L. Sands. On Facebook, you can reach her at Erin Sands. And then also she has The Dunes, which is on Facebook, The Dunes Book. D-U-N-E-S book, on Twitter, The Dunes Book, on Pinterest, The Dunes Book, but also you can reach her at erinsands.com, which will connect you to all of her social media as well.
Awesome.
And we're all, and I'm on YouTube, she's on YouTube, TV's on YouTube, we're on Google Plus, and we're on all of those places, but so you can reach most TV, do you have a website now?
Yes and
right
no.
Here.
I'm going to say no for now, just say no. No.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So you can reach Erin at Erin Sands, and you can reach Mara at Mara Gale, and that'll put you in touch with all of us. And of course,
awesome.
Our campaign, I can't say enough, is at stemthemovement.org. Oh,
absolutely.
I've got a real quick testimony. One night, we do weekly conference calls, TV Erin and I, because we've been doing this before the movement, and we do it weekly. One night, my daughter came in here with a car. You remember that TV?
Yes.
She came in with a car. We were mid-conversation, and she says, Mommy, she was about to go to bed. She says, Mommy, I want to donate to STEM the Movement.
Oh.
And I promise you about cry, and it's this cute little daisy car that just has coins in it. So
oh.
Even our children understand the my children understand the importance
bless
of sowing good seed in good ground, because that's what people would be doing. You're not
yes.
giving to something that's going to hurt your body. You're not giving to something that's going to take somebody off track. You're giving to a movement that would help people plant their feet on solid ground, that will help people stop looking to the left or to the right, stop people from beating themselves up for the past mistakes they did when they were young, be it an abortion, be it adultery, whatever that issue was, that'll stop them from actually standing in the middle of a ring fighting themselves, because the thought, the guilt, and the shame that God has already forgiven them for, they're still beating themselves up. There's freedom and there's liberty that's available, but we can't get it if in our mind we don't even think we're worthy. But God says, daughter, son, you're more than worthy. You're enough. I forgave you. Jesus died on a cross. He did that thousands of years ago so that you can be free today. He forgave you then for what you were already going to do, because he knew the end before you began that journey. So he's a healer. He's a forgiver. He's a deliverer. And as a result of that, we are overcomers. We
yes.
are victors, not victims. We have lived through some things in order to share it with the world so that people might know he who has risen and died for our sins to be the Lord and Savior, the leader of our life, the lover of our soul, the person that we wake up with every day knowing that because
Amen.
Of him we have purpose. So that's what STEM the Movement is about. We trust you. We trust that you'll do what God puts on your heart. Watch the video. Be led.
Oh, powerful. Thank you so much. You know what? You just took me to church.
Yes.
I was going to ask you to share scripture, but I think you already did that.
Oh, our foundation scripture, though, is Revelation 12:11. That's
12,
about
11.
Knowing them, the truth of their testimony. We encourage one another by the testimony that come out of our mouth. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They love not their lives unto death. Revelation 12:11.
Absolutely. So we have been blessed, truly blessed, by these young ladies this evening. And thank you so much for joining me and for sharing your movement with myself and our listeners. And we're looking for great things. And I'm, you know, going to be in prayer about you guys having favor over the movement and reaching your goals. So thank you so much, ladies, for joining me this evening. It has been a pleasure. And as long as I'm doing this show, you have a forum. You let us know. Keep us posted on your progress. And we're looking for great things from STEM the Movement. So thank you so much for being here with me tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
So much.
Pleasure. So once again, on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff, we say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we don't take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us. And when we return next week, we'll have another great show. And as we were talking earlier, it's so funny, we were talking about hormones and menopause. We actually have a guest joining us next week, health coach and fitness trainer Maria Horstman, founder of BFABU LLC. She will actually be talking to us about how to balance your hormones naturally. So that's a great show for all of us to tune in for next week on Tuesday, June 30th. So Until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Known has come from you alone.